later this morning. Both President Obama and former Vice President Dick Cheney are both going to give major speeches on the closing of Guantanamo. One of the things that will obviously complicate that is the news this morning of this foiled terrorism plot. There's another thing that will complicate that, a soon-to-be-released Pentagon report indicating that 74 of the 534 prisoners released from Guantanamo so far have returned to terrorism or militant activity. There's an article outlining this in this morning's New York Times by reporter Elizabeth Buemiller, and she joins us with the details. All right, Elizabeth, first off, let's talk about the timing of this report. What does it say that the report is being released right now?
Well, actually, it's not being released. It's been the subject of many numerous Freedom of Information requests by media organizations. However, of course, there was someone at the Pentagon or someone, you know.
Leaked.
So it's not being released. So on the one hand, I think there were a number of people at the Pentagon said to me that they saw no reason not to release it, but they were nervous about it because they felt it would upset the White House and the president's plans. This has been ready since January.
All right. Now, the previous reports on recidivism were criticized as being too vague. I mean, we're talking about one in seven here, according to this report.
Right.
How different do you think this report will be?
This one isn't. I mean, I have seen it. It's also vague. I mean, that's the problem with these reports. They do have, in this one, they have 29 names of people who they say are confirmed or suspected of returning to terrorism or militant activity. But there's only a handful of those who you can actually verify. The other names you can't find anywhere. And the report says, well, they have engaged in terrorist training. They don't tell you where, or they have they have associated with known terrorists. Again,
okay.
The report doesn't tell you who or where.
Speaking of vague, militant activity. What exactly does that mean?
Well, in the past, the Pentagon had the earliest reports in 2007. That included, you know, making films that were, against. Making a documentary about some of the detainees' stay, incarceration at the detention center. So they've changed that, but it's a very vague term. So there has been a lot of criticism of these reports. So the Pentagon was sitting on a report that has been attacked in the past. And yet they had it, so they didn't. They were just kind of paralyzed with inaction. They felt if they released it, they would be criticized for undermining Obama. But if they sit on it, then they're criticized for protecting Obama.
Okay. And very quickly, how do you think this report will complicate the national conversation going on right now this morning about Guantanamo?
Well, of course it will. I mean, there certainly are people on this list who. We have already reported in the New York Times and other places who have done legitimately bad things, like bombing attacks. One of them is highly suspected of being participating in a deadly bomb attack on the U.S. embassy in Yemen. Another one has become absolutely confirmed. We have written about him in the New York Times. He has become an important Taliban commander in southern Afghanistan,
right,
working against U.S. forces. So, yes, this is going to complicate things. The recidivism rate here, if you believe the Pentagon's numbers, is much lower than what it is for the general prison population in the United States. But obviously, there is, amongst many Americans, there's going to be a lower tolerance for this kind of recidivism.
Elizabeth Buemiller, want to thank you for joining us. She's a reporter, of course, with the New York Times.